Herzlich willkommen zum Ärztetag vor Ort, dem Podcast der Ärztezeitung. Heute nochmals vom Hauptstadtkongress in Berlin. Mein Name ist Hauke Gerloff, ich bin stellvertretender Chefredakteur. Heute sind wir ganz international aufgestellt als Ärztezeitung, denn vor mir steht Michael Green aus Kanada, CEO von Health Infoway. Das ist sowas Ähnliches wie die Gematik in Deutschland. Herr Green hat beim Hauptstadtkongress gerade über Datenschutz und Digitalisierung in Kanada berichtet. Hello, Mr. Green.
Hi, nice to be here.
Ich spreche mit Mr. Green auf Englisch über Lösungen für eine sichere Datenkommunikation, die nicht durch Überregulierung behindert wird. We'll talk about electronic health record and data protection in your country, Mr. Green.
Yeah, happy to do so. Yeah.
First question, do you want to tell us about your role in Canada and the role of Health Infoway in the development of IT infrastructure for the Canadian health system?
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, our organization was formed about 20 years ago. And initially, our focus was on helping the provinces put in place their electronic health records. And that really meant focusing on the key data areas that made up a health record. So things like lab test information, diagnostic imaging, public health information, drug information, and also discharge charts from hospitals. And teleradiology was another element because of the vast distances that some centres have in Canada, you know, to have an effective teleradiology system and telemedicine system was really important to have in place. And that had to run on certain standards to be able to communicate with each end-to-end system.
Yeah. This all is realised in your country?
I would say that we still have a number of things to go. I mean, for one thing is that, you know, not every province and territory could implement our programs at the same speed, really due to their own resource issues and due to some of the local health problems that they may have. And it's been a multi-year effort. And so it's taken our team working with all of the jurisdictions on a number of programs over a 20-year period, really. And I think we've made incremental improvement along that pathway, but we've still got a lot of additional work to do.
Werbung. Im medizinischen Alltag kommt es darauf an, schnell die richtige Entscheidung zu treffen. Dabei hilft Ihnen MedBe, eine App, die für Ärztinnen und Ärzte aktuelle Leitlinien in digitalen Pocketcards zusammenfasst. Jederzeit griffbereit auf Ihrem Desktop, Handy oder Tablet. Jetzt kostenlos registrieren und die App downloaden auf medbe.org.
But you have come farther than Germany.
That's what people tell me, I think. And, you know, it surprises me in some ways because, you know, we always see Germany as a very advanced technological country. But I think there's also some similarities that your health system has with the Canadian one in that, you know, you have a governance model with different states delivering healthcare with their own responsibilities. And, you know, when you have that kind of approach, which we also have in Canada, it can be difficult for large programs to be implemented nationally.
As a federal state, is Canada like Germany? How do you deal with different regulation in the territories, in the provinces?
Yes, again, you know, that can become an issue because each health system is responsible for their own governance. And so there are different rules and they don't all line up together. One of the things we've tried to do is bring together the experts from every province on common panels. And I think in the end, they see the benefit of working together because they can do things quicker, they will require less resource. Then there's also certain levels that have of responsibility that the federal government have, more of a legislative type of framework, and others that are dealt with more on a local basis.
Have you had any problems in your development process with data protection authorities? You probably know the hurdles in Germany with these authorities in the progress of electronic medical record. We have talked about in the session several minutes ago.
Yeah, certainly. You know, I think we sometimes have, you know, the kind of tension between wanting to have really good privacy and control, on the other hand, making sure you have the right information available at the right time. And that can be tough because, you know, I think those two objectives tend to work against each other. And, you know, we have spent, not InfoWay personally, but the provinces, you know, do spend a lot of time focusing on trying to align their privacy requirements to try and smooth the process, really. But there are still issues. And I, you know, and also we've seen that there have been data breaches in the system in some areas, and one has to be always vigilant. But when a patient file is in an electronic format, it always gets a higher attention from privacy commissioners than it does in a paper format.
Yeah, oh, yes, this is the case. The main issue is always, as I think, it's that the people trust in the system. Do the Canadian patients trust in the data protection system and safe data in your country?
I believe they do, and we have conducted a lot of consumer research on this area, and you know, there is a high level of trust in the healthcare providers that Canadians have, and they also have a high level of trust in governments looking after that information. There's less trust in private sector companies having access to the information. And also, I think it's found that when there is a breach, that can destroy trust very quickly.
In Germany, there is a problem of interoperability. What is the state of the art in Canada? Have you developed broadly used standards which are working?
I think we have a good agreement on the standards. And, you know, I think that is a positive area that... you know, I believe that most of the health systems want to use common standards as much as they can. On the other hand, they also need to have some local standards. And again, those kind of competing interests need to be looked at carefully. Where we have some issues, I think, is between the EMRs used in the primary care sector and the ones that are used in the hospital sector. You know, most primary care physicians use systems that have been developed in Canada, whereas the hospital systems are usually the commercially available systems that come from the United States. And so there is some issues aligning the standards of both of those systems.
How can a high level of data protection be reached with an efficient use of patient data in patient care? And also, we have discussed it several minutes ago, and also for scientific projects.
Yes, again, you know, we have, I would say, more freedom of exchange of information for patient care between authorized professionals. But when it comes to using secondary data for research, that's not as clear. And, you know, a lot of bureaucracy needs to be put in place to release that data unless the, you know, the agreements were written in beforehand. And that's something that we're currently focusing on. There's another organization in Canada, a sister organization to ours, called the Canadian Institute for Health Information. And they are really looking at the use of the information for secondary purposes, for research, but also for improving health system performance. And, you know, currently they have a multi-user kind of program working on some of these issues to see how we can improve the flow of that information.
Have you any hints for the German government and for the German Gematik to establish such a system as you are establishing in Canada?
Well, I know that there are, a lot of organizations, you have a digital health agency as well. I think the key thing is to have the collaboration between all the different partners. It's something you can't do in isolation, and you need to have the health systems together. You've got to have the right legislative cooperation, and also the healthcare professionals of different disciplines need to agree on the way forward. So I think in the end, you need to get people to talk together. I think the key thing is, from the conferences that I've been attending whilst I've been here, the problem seems to be well recognized, and there seems to be a good enthusiasm to get something done about it. And I think those are very key, assets to have.
Oh, yes, that we all hope in Germany, I think. Mr. Green, thank you very much for this interview. Perhaps it is a bit encouraging for the development of a digital infrastructure also in Germany. Good luck for the future projects in Canada, and see you soon or later.
Yeah, well, thanks very much, and for inviting me here. I've enjoyed looking and talking to people about the various issues that you're facing here in Germany. And there are a lot of similarities, I think, between the two countries, and other systems around the world, I think, are also facing these issues at this time too.
Good luck for the future. Und vielen Dank auch wieder fürs Zuhören. Nächstes Mal wieder auf Deutsch. Bis zum nächsten Ärztetag. Tschüss.